Alcohol Tipping Point is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. Attention Idaho and California residents. If you're shopping for a mortgage, contact PacFi, a mortgage brokerage with the top wholesale lenders in the nation. They are committed to simplifying the mortgage process, saving you time and money. Call 858-442-7048 or visit pacfi.com. NMLS number 1462943, Equal Housing Lender. Welcome back to the Alcohol Tipping Point. I am your host, Debbie Mazner, and today is a solo episode. And we're going to be talking about sleep and specifically how alcohol affects your sleep and what you can do about it. So real quick, could alcohol be affecting your sleep? The spoiler answer is yes, absolutely. But first, let's just talk a little bit about what makes sleep healing and why it's so important. So sleep is essential for memory formation and learning. And when you don't get enough sleep, it can lead to some serious health concerns like cancer, heart disease, diabetes, infection, and obesity. And then we know, obviously, lack of sleep can affect your alertness, your mood, and even affect your physical strength the next day. Sleep is super important. In fact, we can go longer without food and water than we can go without sleep. Very interesting. Because sleep is just such a fundamental part of our health and our wellness. And so I'm going to do just a little bit about the science of sleep, but basically to get good quality sleep, you need deep sleep and you need REM sleep. So deep sleep, that's just what it sounds like. It's deep. There's no dreams, no movement. REM, that stands for rapid eye movement. That's the sleep that you actually need more of. And it seems backwards that you would need more REM sleep than deep sleep. But the REM sleep is that sleep you need because that is when you are getting everything kind of all cleaned out of your brain, basically. So it's a busy level of brain activity that's going on while you're actually asleep. So I like to think of REM sleep like tiny little minions, you know, the little minions from Despicable Me. So there's little minions working behind the scenes in your brain while you're sleeping, and they're scurrying around and they're fixing things here and there so that when you're awake, you just function better. And so what are they repairing behind the scenes? Well, those little minions are helping you improve your emotional resilience. It's improving your memory. It's helping reduce impulsivity. It actually reduces risk of dementia, improves your heart health, and good REM sleep helps with weight management as well. So lots of good reasons to get good sleep, especially that REM sleep. So when we're talking about how alcohol affects our sleep, remember that alcohol is a depressant and a stimulant. Which is weird, right? But it makes sense when you think about the ways you're affected by drinking. So after a night of heavy or even just light drinking, you definitely go into a deep sleep, quote unquote, or pass out for the first few hours. But then after those first few hours, the depressant effect of alcohol wears off and your stimulants kick in. Because your body's trying to keep a balance between depressants and stimulants. That's just how your body works. It wants to maintain homeostasis. So then when your stimulants start to outweigh the depressants of alcohol, you might find that you're waking up in the middle of the night. And you're laying there wide awake with anxiety, with worrying, you're tossing and turning, and you just can't seem to get back to sleep. So that is one way that alcohol affects your sleep. And then the other way is that it blocks or reduces your REM sleep. And those are the minions. Those are what we need to like fix us up while we're asleep. So it's kind of like getting those minions drunk, and they're not going to work well. They're not going to be very effective. Because that REM sleep is essential to restoration. And if you're not getting enough of it, you're going to wake up feeling groggy and unfocused. I don't care if you passed out for 10 hours after drinking a couple bottles of wine or whatever you choose to do. You're not getting REM sleep. And so that's why you're going to feel real tired and crappy. And the other thing is, it's not going guns to the wall partying that can affect your sleep. Any amount of alcohol will impact your sleep, especially that REM sleep. So even just a glass of red wine can affect your sleep. And so when you are giving up alcohol, you might notice at first that you're sleeping more, or your sleep's thrown off, or you're having trouble sleeping. And that's just your body getting back to its normal equilibrium. It's going to take some time. Really allow yourself time to get sleep. When I quit, I wanted to sleep a lot. I'm a heavy sleeper anyway. I love sleep, you guys. I love naps. Oh, I love naps. So I found that I slept a lot more, and then my sleep just became better and better. It was fantastic. But I know a lot of people actually have the opposite effect when they have quit drinking or they're giving it up for a certain amount of time. They may have a hard time sleeping. Completely normal. It's just how your brain chemistry works, and it just takes some time to get back to balance. So I'll give you a few tips to help you get some sleep. Kind of fun tip is to make banana peel tea. Seriously, banana peels. So banana peels have magnesium and potassium, and those are electrolytes that help relax muscles. And then the banana peel also contains the sleep chemical L-tryptophan, which is, you know, in turkey. But this is just a fun way to kind of get your L-tryptophan a different way. So what you will want to do is use a banana peel. You can also use the whole banana if you want. You'll wash it off, you'll cut off the ends, and you'll put all that in 1.5 cups boiling water. And then you can add cinnamon or vanilla or a little bit of honey. And basically what you do is you'll boil it for about 10 minutes, strain it out, and enjoy. My daughter and I used to do this quite often at night. Instead of drinking the chamomile tea, we'd have kind of fun making banana peel tea. So it's just something different to make to enjoy and help you get your Z's. Another useful trick is to listen to a guided sleep meditation. YouTube has a ton of sleep meditations, a ton of free meditations, actually. I really like Jason Stevenson. It's spelled S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S-O-N. I call him the Australian sleep whisperer because he is Australian and has a fabulous, fabulous accent. And he also has some really good guided sleep meditation stories for kids. And, right, we want our kids to sleep because sometimes they're the reasons we're not sleeping so well. But check him out. And then The Honest Guys is another meditation channel you can check out on YouTube for free. They're kind of like the British sleep wizards, or I actually refer to them as the Property Brothers for your mind. They have a ton of meditations as well for sleep, or just to do meditations anyway. So those are just a couple of tips to help you sleep. Obviously, if you remove alcohol, it's going to improve your sleep and your quality of sleep dramatically. So it's definitely worth it, and it's something to think about. And remember, 5 hours of alcohol-free sleep is worth 10 hours of alcohol-fueled sleep. Maybe even a different ratio there. So I hope that this was super helpful and informative for you to learn a little bit more about alcohol and sleep. If you want some more tools or tips, you can check out my website, alcoholtippingpoint.com. I also have a free 10-day challenge and a free drag guide. As always, love having you guys listen. Please subscribe, review, rate, all that good stuff so we can keep producing this podcast. Thanks so much. Have a great day. Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Alcohol Tipping Point. I'm always here for you guys, so please feel free to reach out and talk to me on Instagram at Alcohol Tipping Point and check out my website, alcoholtippingpoint.com. Again, I hope you can use these tips we talked about for the rest of your week. And until then, see you next time.